Don, how are you?
I'm very well this morning. Thank you, Tony, and thanks for having me on.
Well, I'm dragging you back on the program today, and I'm not paying you a dime, so thank you so much.
Thank you.
Just so people know, what is the Community Bankers of Michigan?
Well, the Community Bankers of Michigan is a trade association of just local community banks in Michigan. Those are the banks that support their local schools, their local scouting troops. They support their local communities with loans in the community. They collect their deposits locally and use those deposits locally for the betterment of their community.
How many members do you have?
We have about 100 member banks, and as we discussed on Friday, there's been a significant drop in the number of community banks in Michigan over the last four decades, and it's vital, especially during the economic times we're going through, that we have vibrant, strong community banks operating in all of our Michigan communities.
What's interesting, in our conversation, you sound like you may represent credit unions the way you want to be locally immersed in communities around the state.
Right. Well, credit unions, you know, banks have been around a long time before credit unions ever began, because they were strictly member-owned by smaller groups and have expanded. But credit unions today still predominantly lend to consumers and not to businesses. And that's the big difference between a community bank and a credit union, and between a local community bank and any one of the large money center banks operating here in Michigan.
Any other differences between community banks and credit unions?
The locally owned piece is significant. You know, there are a number of other issues, but I think the local part, the community banks still serve their communities better than the credit unions, and I stand behind that.
I wanted to get your take on loaning money here in the state of Michigan. I keep hearing from banks that it's kind of a challenge to find the right folks to loan money to, because a lot of people are having credit challenges and other issues, but yet I hear there's money out there to loan. Set the record straight.
There absolutely is. There's an incredible, in my 40 years in banking in Michigan, there's an incredible amount of money to lend. And just to give you a statistic I picked up last week, banks take in money in deposits and make loans and investments. And, of course, local community banks do that very well in their local markets. But that excess money that banks take in where they can't loan out and can't make longer-term investments like in U.S. government bonds, they hold it as excess reserves. And those excess reserves are deposited in regional Federal Reserve banks. In 2008, in October, when this crisis started in our economy, banks held $2 billion, this is nationally, banks held $2 billion worth of excess reserves in the Federal Reserve banks. Today, that number is $1.2 trillion. This is money sitting on deposit at a Federal Reserve bank earning 0.25% interest. That's an incredible amount of money waiting. And the issue is for these banks is finding creditworthy borrowers. It's very, very tough to find those borrowers who meet all the good criteria for lending. Because it's a major problem because the regulators, banking regulators, don't want to see loans made to marginal borrowers without sufficient cash flow. And, of course, the declining values in real estate, it's been one of the major problems facing our banking industry, because the collateral values aren't there to cover the loan amounts needed.
Don, do you know much about the Michigan Hardest Hit Fund?
I've heard of all. There's a number of funds like that to help local families with their mortgages. I encourage all your listeners, to look at those programs if they're struggling with their home mortgage, to try to find an alternative. All of the banks are willing to work with customers if there's a way to fashion a workout deal so that the family stays in their home. That's what bankers do, and they're more than willing to try, but people have to tell their banker early that they're having difficulties and get in and continue to communicate with their banker so that they can fashion a good remedy to their problem.
All right, Don, before I let you go, I know that the focus of our conversation is about a program that you're really interested in, and that community banks are vital to Michigan's economic recovery. Why is that?
Well, because they're the ones who are going to loan, and only a community bank will do this. The large banks will not have an appetite for a local pizza store or a local clothing store or something that's just not big enough for one of these large money center banks to handle. They like the big banks like big loans because they can make big dollars on those big loans. The local banks will take those smaller business loans, smaller manufacturing-type loans, because they employ local people. The local bank can monitor that local business's progress and they're, you know, following their business plan. So it's a multiplier of if you loan locally, you know, it creates jobs and it's good for the local community.
All right. If people want to know more about this program, where can they go, Don?
We have a website, and it's milocalbank.org.
Don Mann from the Community Bankers of Michigan. Don, thanks so much for your time again.
And Tony, thank you for having me on, and I appreciate it for community banking in Michigan.